So I think this is a real phenomena. And the other thing that's so terrific about this drug is that you can understand why it is so based on the mechanism of action.
Right. Can you talk about that?
This is a terrific drug that I love to tell patients about because of the mechanism of action. And again, the discovery suddenly of a whole new aspect of physiology, namely that we have a system to deliver nutrients to our cells based on the delivery of albumin, which seems to be like one of these marine sponges that has all these little pores in it that carries all of these micronutrients, and that there are little trapdoors all over the endothelium that allow these particles of albumin laden with these micronutrients to go through these trap doors. And then, because many tumor cells have on them a substance that you might think of as like flypaper, a spark is what it's called. But in my mind, it's like a flypaper that's on these tumor cells. And so it's a sticky thing to which there is an affinity for this albumin that sucks it right on there. And this albumin is now like a Tootsie Pop. The payload is inside. And when this albumin attaches to the tumor, again, it is endocytosed, so it gets inside the cell. Just like sucking on your Tootsie Pop, you get to the chewy, soft center, the payload is delivered, and there you have really a targeted therapy. So, number one, you have a targeted therapy. Number two, you don't have the chromophore, which is the source of the reaction and for which we had to give the dexamethasone and give the long infusion time. And then thirdly, that chromophore, while it allowed us to dissolve basically pine bark and to get it as a soluble substance, would accumulate in the bone marrow and in the nerves, causing prolonged retention of this drug in a place that's not where we want it to be. So now we don't have the drug going to places that cause toxicity. It's preferentially diverted to the target.
How are you approaching the use of NAB in your practice off protocol right now?
Pretty much, I give NAB in preference to paclitaxel, period.
How do you deal with the cost issue?
Fortunately, most of my patients are insured, and that's not an issue because it is a standard of care.